We always enjoy getting to know more about our student athletes from Winthrop University. This morning, we have members of the Winthrop University cornhole team here. We've got two athletes that have won major titles, and we're going to catch up with both of them in a second. But first, let's bring in Coach Dusty Thompson to Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, Coach.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, talking about coming on the scene and just exploding, one, I don't know if folks realize that Winthrop University has a cornhole team. So let's start there and then kind of work your way through the high points of the team to where we are today.
So not this past August, but the August before, Winthrop approached me about being the head coach. And I was like, oh, I was really skeptical because I just knew the time that I would put into it if I did it. So I ended up going after Jackson and Gavin for a short story. They come on, made national news, and then everything else kind of fell into place. Luke Bryant was a last-minute great pickup. He messaged me and then deleted his message because I didn't check it immediately. And he's like, oh, the team's full. He's not even going to talk to me. So I reached back out. I was like, hey, man, you sent a message. What's going on? He's like, I wanted to be on the team, but I see you're full, so I didn't know if you had time for me, basically. So I was like, Let me see what I can do. We picked him up last minute, and Luke's been a state championship in wrestling and football, and won, just dominated the sport, both sports. So Luke got here. If you would have picked him to be a national college champion, you would have probably never dreamed that that was going to happen when he first got here.
In the sport of cornhole.
Yes.
Because he looks like a wrestler and a football player.
Yes. He's built like one, too. Yeah. So he's a big boy.
No offense, Luke.
But he come in, and when he come in, he immediately started putting in the work. At first, he was coming to practice, and he wasn't taking it serious. And you know, but as we got closer to the national championship, he really started putting in the extra effort more than probably anybody on the team, him and his teammate Josh Quinn. And outside of what we do at practice, he would be over at our training facility, which is the American Cornhole League headquarters, and he would put the work in every day. He'll go back home probably every other weekend to see family because he lives 4.5 hours away, but he'll drive home every weekend. And when he's at home every weekend, you can look up on his fan zone and look up what he's doing, and he's playing somewhere. So he was putting in all the extra effort and all the extra time, and it showed when it come time to being on ESPN. Not only did he make ESPN, but he dominated ESPN. Him and Gavin won the team's event, and him and his partner, Josh Quinn, won the doubles event. So it all worked out together.
And were these state championships or national championships?
These were national college championships that were on ESPN, yeah.
How many colleges across the nation have cornhole teams?
So we were the first D1 school to ever do the recruiting, and this year I believe there was over 40 teams there.
Okay.
So and the Winthrop just dominated. So in the championships of the doubles, it was Winthrop versus Winthrop on ESPN. So, yeah. So semifinals, we had Winthrop versus, I don't know, some team from Michigan, and Winthrop versus, I don't know the other team either. But they dominated both of those on the doubles, and then they played each other in the championship, which is our goal from the whole, from the beginning of the season. And then we have a teams event, which is a team of four, and we were one game away from having Winthrop versus Winthrop on the teams event as well. So these boys put the time and the effort in, and they're great kids. Our overall GPA is over a 3.0, and then these two kids here made the honor roll, Dean's List. So we have some not just multi-athlete sports, but some smart kids as well.
How many people are on your cornhole team?
So we technically have 11. One of them's a social media content creator, which is he was a previous pro before he come on the scene, but he has also been huge for our social media. But we have 10 total actual active players.
And right now, most of those are guys. All the team,
yes,
made up of males.
Correct,
but
correct.
Females are coming on the scene.
Yes, next year I have two committed already, and I have two wanting to transfer. I'm working on the transfers to see if we can get them here. But yes, we have two of the top high school female girls coming here next year. I don't want to release their names because we want to drop that and give them the most credit we can when it's time.
So will it be a separate girls team or a co-ed kind of?
Some of these girls that are coming are going to whoop up on some of the guys we have. They're good. This is a sport that doesn't matter anything. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your gender. You can dominate it at any level. One of the top players in the country right now in doubles is a male and a female. So they're the number one team in the country right now.
Well, let's go ahead and meet Luke Bryant and Gavin Hanman. And good morning to you both, guys.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, Luke, let's start with you. So just recap some of the championships that you have won?
So, yes, sir. And
cornhole.
Cornhole?
Yes.
All right. So, I didn't really win much, I guess, before I got here, really. I was kind of just a casual player that kind of wanted to be good, I guess, but didn't have any opportunities from where I was from. But when I got here, I guess the two major things so far has been the national titles here at Winthrop. And that's pretty big so far, so I can't hang my head too low, but I'm pretty excited about that one.
Yeah. He's very competitive, and this isn't good enough for him. He wants to go higher. So
yeah, like I said, when me and Josh won, I told my partner, I was like, this is nice. It's going to go in the trophy case, but we want more than this. We want to be world champions, and we want to be four-time national champions.
So I was going to ask, what is the next highest level?
I told him, I said, we want to be we want to be world champions in the pro league. So I think it's very possible if we just keep putting in the work. So excited to see where that goes.
Do you get a trophy? Do you get a medal like the Olympics, or what do you get?
We get like a big we get rings for winning nationals. We get college
speaking my language
Division I ring. So I'm excited to see those. And we also get like a big board plaque when we win, so that feels nice too, to hang up and show everybody what you've done. But yes, sir.
It's interesting. Before the microphones turned on, we were learning about Luke's backstory. Again, he competed in high school wrestling and football. And your football career, you only lost, what, one game?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I went undefeated from 6th grade all the way through 12th grade. I lost week 3, and we had the longest active winning streak in the nation. So we were turning a lot of heads down there in Greenville. We were a pretty good football school. So.
And you were from Greenville?
Virginia.
Virginia.
Yes, ma'am.
And he was just telling us, between wrestling and football, he kind of got burned out a little bit, which I think is the worry with when kids start playing their sports so young, mm-hmm. and it's just year round now. When mm-hmm. we were growing up, you would play your sport in your season. Mm-hmm. You might do some training in the off season, but now whatever your sport is, kids have to kind of pick one sport mm-hmm. and kind of pick that sport and train throughout the year. And the fear is, by the time they're juniors and seniors in high school, they're burned out. They want to try something new. At that point, it's too late to do so. So to your point, you were kind of burned out, but you still had the athletic drive, and you found that through cornhole.
Yes, sir, 100%, because all the way through middle school, high school, I was always all year round either lifting weights, playing football, or cutting weight and wrestling. So it was always something that was not easy, for sure. Very, very difficult. But when I got burnt out and I graduated, it's kind of when I started getting into cornhole, when I had all that free time. And it just made me fall in love with sports again, made me fall in love with that sport. So it's been very beneficial for me.
So we're going to bring in Gavin Hanman. He is also part of the Winthrop University cornhole team. He comes all the way from Colorado. So do you probably laugh at how ridiculous we react to the cold weather here compared to what you all experience in Colorado? Yeah,
you can say that.
It's okay. You're
fine.
This
part was a little cold, though, I won't lie. It was a little cold.
It was cold.
So
yes.
when we complain about the weather, I'm going to reach out to Gavin and say he's from Colorado and he's with us as well. So Gavin, you were one of the first recruits.
Yes, sir.
Ever for like a cornhole team?
Yes, that's true. Back in the end of my senior year, Dusty hit me up about this opportunity. I hadn't even planned to go to college for cornhole. I had planned to go to FSU and just continue my education, but he gave sight to this opportunity, and I couldn't pass it down, and that's kind of how this train started. And since the captain of the Winthrop team kind of helped him evolve this program into kind of what it is today, and a national championship. So,
what do you think it is about the game of cornhole that is so appealing and that has made it grow so fast?
I mean, first off, is that you just don't need a specific thing to play. Like, anybody can play, anybody can win. But not only that, is it just brings such a different competitive aspect. Like Luke, I've played sports my whole life. I've played soccer, lacrosse, basketball. So I love the competitive drive and like getting into the game. And I think cornhole is one of those games where you really have to focus. You really have to focus on every single bag, think strategically in certain situations, which you wouldn't expect. But some of these games can go a long time, and you just kind of have to have the mental endurance and mental toughness to get through and kind of get the upper hand on your opponent.
Well, the sports that you both played in high school, those are great if you really are built for those sports, and it seems like you both are physically, but there is a shelf life to those sports. What's interesting about cornhole, the same thing I think with swimming and tennis and golf and some other sports, you can play these sports even in when you get to the retirement age. Mm-hmm. And I think there is something to be said to that. If you still want to be an athlete, mm-hmm. and you know that route is kind of done for you in the physical aspect. And I think what's so interesting to everyone's point about cornhole, you can be big and strong, much like Luke, or you can be built more like Gavin, like myself, like tall and slender, and you both are competitors and you're both at the height of your game. So it really doesn't matter how physically you're built.
Correct.
It's just the strategic part and how you toss the bag, right?
Right. Correct. Yeah.
It's great. Well, I will tell you this. We are thrilled to have the Winthrop Cornhole team right here in our backyard. And congratulations on all of your short success in what a matter of 2 years, Coach.
Listen, this is the first year we've went live with a team.
I mean, wow. My gosh, that is impressive. Where can folks see you all play? Do y'all play where people in the community can come out and support you and watch you?
So we practice over at the American Cornhole League headquarters. That is our training facility. We do have some meets. That's what they're called, is meets when we play other colleges instead of a basketball game. It's a cornhole meet. We've did 2-3 this year already. We dominated every one of them. We won every event. We swept every event. So we're going to do one more for the end of the year to give these boys something to look forward to, possibly two more. If we do, we'll get it posted on all of our social media.
Yeah, please let us know. We'll make the announcement here on Palmetto Mornings to really encourage more folks to take a look at this sport.
So when we do go live in Rock Hill, when we have them in Rock Hill, we have a live broadcast, a professional broadcast court in there. So we do go live on all of our social media and I believe the ACL college page as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we'll make it happen. Just give us the information and we'll give it out to our audience. Well, Coach Dusty Thompson is from the Winthrop Cornhole team. He's the head coach. Luke Bryant and Gavin Hanman, they're part of the team. And just congratulations on all your success. Thanks so much for representing not only Winthrop University, but Rock Hill, York County, and South Carolina on such the national stage. Y'all are a fantastic group of guys.
Thank you.